The Swiss Federal Laboratories for Materials Testing and Research, or EMPA, is kind of like a torture chamber for footballs. Ivo Rechsteiner is kind of like the dungeon master.
This is the shooting machine.
This is the shooting machine.
Where we actually simulate football playing.
He warms up the machine. It'll slam three balls against the steel plate at 50 kilometers an hour, 2,000 times each.
You know the reason now why we put the machine into the cellar? It's quiet, it's noisy.
At the end of the test, technicians measure the balls to make sure they're still round. They also make sure the pounding hasn't deflated them. It's one of a number of tests balls go through at the EMPA labs in St. Gallen. Manufacturers send sample balls here to make sure they're up to snuff.
In about 1995 or so, FIFA approached us to build up this quality concept for the balls.
Martin Kamenzind is the project manager.
Starting in 1996, this was a requirement for major tournaments to use balls that fulfill this standard.
So before that, there was no real overarching standard?
No. Before, every manufacturer had their own tests, but there was no test, let's say, which was valid for all manufacturers.
Does it make a difference on the field?
Yeah, I think so. Because professional players, they expect the ball to behave always the same. Goalkeepers, they expect the ball to fly in a certain way. And if the ball is not round, for example, it will fly differently, or it will make some turns, or it will be unpredictable for them.
So you're sticking this ball in this contraption here. What's this contraption going to do?
This machine now is stressing the ball by pressing it to 75% of the mean diameter.
So it's pushing it down into the water, compressing the ball, and then rolling it around in the water.
Yeah. See, there you have the counter, which exactly counts the number of cycles. If these 250 cycles are over, the ball is just wiped on the surface and weighted again.
If this is a bad ball, then it'll suck up too much water. What does it matter if it absorbs water or not?
Yeah, if the ball absorbs water, it becomes heavier, and that can be a danger for the players.
As it is, there's already enough risk of injury on the pitch. EMPA scientists have to make sure the ball won't be to blame. Jordan Davis, World Radio Switzerland, in St. Gallen.